B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From PC Media Group Station, home of the Mamie, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Friday chanters. Good morning, everybody. It is Friday, January 17th, 2020.
Snuck on me again. And I'm like, how is it Friday? I'm not complaining, but it just snuck up on me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this week went by fast, except this is a really long month. There's 31 days in January.
Yeah. Well, right? It's a leap year, too, I believe. So we get an extra day in February, too.
Cool. Okay. I don't care. It all shakes out so that 4th of July is like on a Saturday. Taco Tuesday's on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo's on a is it on a Tuesday or a Saturday?
I think Friday or Saturday. Yeah. It's going to be an awesome year, man.
All these holidays that I won't be able to enjoy this year.
Well, but you know what? You can celebrate in spirit.
Stupid baby. Yeah. Ruining everything.
Yeah. You're getting a pretty cool gift out of this, okay?
Yeah, that is true.
We'll drink. You give birth. How about that?
Okay.
How is everybody doing? How was your day yesterday, Lorraine?
So it's not really my day yesterday that I want to talk about. It's my morning this morning.
Okay.
So speaking of this pregnancy, it's having a hell of a toll on me because I'm officially 19 weeks today, and this baby must be sitting directly on my bladder this morning because I keep thinking I have to pee, and I'm like running to the bathroom, and then like I can't pee.
Yeah.
Not only that, but my pregnancy brain was in full force this morning because I get a call from Roy and he's like, "Hey, are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm sitting in the studio. Why?" He goes, "Your car is running."
Yo, the light's on too, by the way. Full headlights on. Car's running. Doors locked.
I'm like, "What?" He's like,
"You are up here."
Yeah. He's like, "Your car's running," or like, "What happened?" And I'm like, "Nothing. I just walked upstairs. I guess I forgot to shut it off."
Hot mess express.
I thought for sure she was abducted. There was some emergency, you know. No, it's just pregnancy brain. And then she gets here and gets down there. By the way, I have video of all of this, and I'm going to post it up at the MRL show. She gets down there. She's like, "You know, I noticed it made a loud beep when I tried to lock it." I'm like, "You didn't notice the engine running?"
Here's the thing. When you shut the car off, sometimes the lights stay on, yeah. You know? So I just assume. And the car's really low. Well, it's one of those, like, Roy, you have it on your car, too, where when it stops,
it
the engine, like, flips down.
Yeah.
And so I didn't hear it. And there were other people walking in, too. But when I locked it, it was way louder than normal. And I was like, "That's weird. Maybe, like, it did an update overnight or something."
You didn't check on her, though.
I did. I don't know why my mind immediately went to the worst thing possible.
I appreciate you checking on me.
Hello? Hey, are you okay?
That literally, he sounded so concerned. And I was like, "Yeah." I was so confused.
But we're really bad at that. We had another morning radio show person here. Morning show person, and they left the show like at 8:30, and we were like, "Oh my gosh, she got angry at her co-host. She stormed out.
Oh, yeah.
Something bad happened. I'm sure she's going to the hospital."
Well, I don't know if I ever told you guys this, but that same person that you're talking about told me this horrifying story about how when she started working in radio years ago, that somebody on her station actually did get abducted.
Oh, she did tell us that story. Yeah, because stuff like that does happen.
Yeah, they took the car seats out of the car and left them in the spot where they stole his car. And she said that's the only reason they even knew. They just thought maybe he was sick or something, but it was weird that the car seats were there.
My gosh.
He's sick.
I would be abducted and they'd give me back. You know, but you know, she left work early and we're like, "Oh, she's for sure is quitting." And then we found out she was just going to an appearance.
Yeah.
And we're like, "Oh, wow."
We go 0 to 100.
We saw her storm out of here. What about you, dude?
So yesterday I was, this is typical me. I was showing a house. I'm a real estate agent. And this house isn't, I know we make fun of Loren's house. Because it's three stories. So, but her house is like super, super nice. This wasn't like a big, big, it wasn't like a really, really nice house. It was a normal home. But because it was on a hill, there was a lot of, there was like four stories to this house.
Okay.
Because it was on a hill.
It's like built into the hill.
Built into the hill.
It's a basement and three like levels above it.
But yeah, it's like your house, but with a basement.
Okay.
And so I go up and I huff it all the way up with these people to the fourth. And I'm like,
oh, it's not physically fit enough to be a realtor.
I'm like, you know, and I'm trying to land. And I'm like, yeah. And meanwhile, I'm like breathing hard. If you're not in the tile.
Just give me a second.
They have a whole new tile. And so
you guys go upstairs, have a look. Let me know what it looks like.
And so finally we go back down. And then she goes, you know what? I really just want to look at the windows in that one bedroom.
Upstairs.
And it's all the way upstairs.
All the way upstairs. And I have that moment, and I'm like, it's good. I need to, this is not my house. I need to kind of be with them because I don't, you know.
Right.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, it's my responsibility. If they go up there and break something, it's my responsibility. I really need to walk up there. I'm sitting there. They're like the floor above me, and I'm still trying to get up to the top.
They're coming down. They're coming down as Roy's still going up.
I told us to just go on up. I'll be up in a minute. And I did this move where I pretended like I was on the phone. And that's why I was being so slow. I was like, take your time, look around. Meanwhile, I'm dying, walking up these 4 flights of stairs.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, why does a house have 4 flights? Why?
Damn your house.
Like, how come you can't be like any other house I've ever been into? There's 2 levels and everybody's happy.
Roy's going to make a nice commission on this one.
Roy's like, hey, your next 4 houses I want to show you are all ranches.
Yeah.
I went up and down steps the stairs 3 times.
Oh, that's so good.
I got in my car, my calves were burning after this show.
You know what? Just one last thing. Can we go down to the basement?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Child's number one in music station, Kiss 95.1. With the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show, your day in 30 seconds. Manny's doing show and tell.
Yeah, but we're up against the clock. We have to go to a break, so can I just do it for you at 6:20? Because it's going to be conversational.
Is it?
And it's not just something I can show you and you can go, okay, that's good, let's move on.
Am I going to love it?
You're going to think it's funny. Nicole's going to freak.
I can't.
Loren's going to want it.
Really?
You're going to think it's funny.
Okay.
Nicole's going to freak.
And Loren's going to want it.
Huh, okay.
Oh, you've done something.
We'll do that at 6:20 this morning. But we do want everyone to know that we got $1,000 for you at 8 a.m. this morning with the KISS $1,000 cash code. $1,000 KISS cash code is really what it's called.
Yeah, it's fine. Say $1,000. People freak out.
Yeah. That's at 8 a.m. this morning. And then, of course, Halsey tickets. We've got those today. They go on sale. We've been giving them away all week. Win them before you can buy them. And today at 8:20, we'll have those for you with a little game. Producer Nicole, super pumped because Halsey's album dropped today. How is it? I know you're in there listening to it.
I've actually only listened to 2 songs so far, other than the single she's already put out. But so far, so perfect.
How's the new Jonas Brothers jam?
It's amazing. The wives are in the video, so I will be watching the video, not listening to the song.
You know, it's pretty cool that Halsey released her album on the day that her tickets go on sale for the Charlotte show at the PNC Music Pavilion.
Good marketing.
I don't think that had anything to do with it.
Oh, you don't think that was connected?
Well, maybe, but she's been pimping today's date. She's had this album release date for like 6 months now.
Oh. Well,
but maybe when she planned the tour, she planned for all tickets to go on sale.
Yeah. Coordinated that.
All right, we'll do a quick break. That's what's happening today, plus the Legendary Friday Free-for-All. And Oprah's coming this weekend. She has a message for Charlotte. We'll get to that.
Is she going
to
join our show?
I don't know.
I'll send her a text.
Okay. Your 11 o'clock word.
I got to turn that down. Okay, we'll be right back. Something that is going to make Roy laugh, make Nicole mad, and Loren's going to want it. It's show and tell for my day in 30 seconds. It comes up at 6:20.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are Charlotte's number one in music station, Kiss 95.1, Manny, Roy, and the Wren.
All right, so my day in 30 seconds, if you maybe you don't listen to us at the first break in the morning, we do our day in 30 seconds where we talk about what happened to us yesterday.
We went a little long. A lot of things happen.
But that's okay. Sometimes we do.
Yep.
Now, mine's a show and tell, and I know that I'm going to need a little more time for it.
Okay.
It's Roy's going to laugh.
Okay.
Loren's going to want it, okay. And Nicole's going to be mad about it.
Okay.
Mad?
Yeah.
I thought you said freak out. Mad's different emotion. Okay.
I think freak out slash mad.
This is, it has to do with an animal.
That's what I thought, too.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Did you get a tattoo?
No, I didn't get it.
Okay, he's underneath the counter.
What are you doing?
Don't look, Nicole.
He's on the ground.
Oh,
right,
if you're taking your clothes off, aren't you?
Yeah, he says he has to wear it. Was one of his hints.
He loves to take his clothes off in the studio.
Everybody, just close your eyes.
Okay, I'm
just
closing.
Close your eyes.
Okay, I'm closing my eyes.
I'm not.
I'm just gonna.
Nicole, close your
eyes.
Play.
Come on, play.
Close
your eyes.
It's nothing that's gonna hurt anybody. Just keep your eyes closed.
Not one. Come on. Close your eyes.
Keep them closed. Keep them closed.
You are getting undressed. I can...
Okay, look.
Oh, yeah. You are going to be mad. Oh, yeah. Is that real?
Maney.
Why do you have that, number one?
Okay, let's describe what we see.
Maney just turned into an old lady from, like, 1940.
Or a rapper from the 90s.
Or a dead animal.
You have a massive fur coat on.
Okay, so my day in 30 seconds.
He has a full-length mink on.
My day in 30 seconds is my mom knew that there's the Steve Utelson coat drive going on.
Somebody's
going
to throw paint on you today.
Oh, I'm not going to wear this today. So I'm wearing a fur coat, and it's my mom's from, like, the 80s.
Is it mink or is it lynx?
I don't know, but it's
is it real?
It might be mink.
Either way, it's a dead animal.
So in the 80s, this was fashionable. Like, this is what the ladies wore in the 80s, especially like up in New Jersey.
Yeah, and now torture's not cool.
So my mom hit me up. No, that's fine. I agree. My mom hit me up and she goes, hey, do you think they'll take my fur coat? She's like, because I'm not going to get any money for it. Nobody wears them anymore. Look at Loren. Do you want it?
No, here's the thing. I hate to tell, like, I hate to say this, but if your mom takes that to a consignment shop, somebody will buy it.
Yeah, but I don't think she wants to do all that. She wants to donate it, and it is rather warm.
Can we talk about, it's Steve's coats for kids.
Yeah.
What kid is going to wear
for somebody who aspires to be a rapper.
They take coats for adults, too.
Oh, they do?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the coat drive.
Okay.
Some aspiring rapper. A little puff will wear it.
Yeah. He's in middle school. He's going to go to the playground, show off his new Meeks jacket.
I pinned the reaction almost exactly. Roy almost fell out of his chair. Loren had her mouth open like, why is she not selling it to someone? And Nicole's ready to throw paint at me. But my mom used to take these fur coats with the women in the neighborhood, and they would go to New York City, and they would store them for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
In, like, what? Like a cooler or something? Or like a...
In a cedar box, yeah. Or in a cedar closet.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
It's how it needed to be stored.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's animal.
I'm saying it's dead, right? Like,
it's not going to die again. Does your mom have it... embroidered inside with her name.
Oh, yeah. Her name
my
is
gosh.
In there.
That was such a thing, y'all.
Well, she can't give this away.
No, she can't give that away.
You should keep that.
You should keep that.
You think?
Yeah, you should keep that.
She's going to be mad that it comes back, though. She's trying to get rid of it.
Keep it for Ruby.
Really, look at you. You have a heart.
It may come back. We might get back. We might think it's cool to kill animals again.
Roy Brown.
Oh, sorry. I know. I shouldn't make that joke.
Anyway.
Where was it that it was just hanging out in her house? In the attic? Or?
I guess in like one of the closets. You know, they downsized when they moved here from New Jersey, but I guess she brought it. Huh. There used to be a white one, too. My one neighbor wore fox. I mean, it was like
you remember how they used to pass out. You remember the long, long cigarettes? I feel like you need to be with one of those while wearing that fur
and
coat.
And gloves.
Yeah, a long cigarette and gloves.
The chain link purse, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, see, it was a movie business back in the 40s. All right, that's my day in 30 seconds. My show and tell day in 30 seconds.
A big bow is a big brown fur coat. We'll get the photo. We'll put it up online at the end.
I didn't think we should get it. I don't know.
I don't think we should take a photo and put it up.
People would be that angry?
Yeah.
Well, let me show you a video of how that
it's really
coat is
brutal.
Made.
It's really brutal.
Listen, okay, I get it. So is the way we make hot dogs.
I was just stunned that my mom gave it to me because it was so expensive and it was such a thing. Like, they would drive to New York City and all of a sudden she's like, now here we are 35 years later.
Yeah.
And she's like, just keep it. Yeah. Just get rid of it. I don't want it anymore.
Keep it for Ruby.
All right. Liberty, what's going on?
All right. So the Jonas Brothers just dropped a new song this morning. It's called What's a Man Gotta Do? And not only did they release the song, but they also released a video to go along with it, which all of their wives are in. So the actual video features scenes from like Risky Business, Grease, and Say Anything. So if you want to check that out, you can go to kiss951.com. Demi Lovato is going to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. So that'll be a fun prop bet for us to see how long it goes. And Kanye West at his Wyoming ranch that he's building out is building an underground bunker for him, Kim, and the kids. To get more information, you can head to kiss951.com, kim951.com.
kim951.com. Oprah's coming this weekend. Do you guys want to hear the message she has for Charlotte?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll have it for you in less than 10 minutes.
Keisha, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Oprah, there's a rumor about you.
Well, I do have big breasts.
Well, not that, Oprah. I mean,
I want you to win.
Okay.
I want you to win.
We're just having fun with you this morning, Oprah.
I get it.
I know. I love the way she talks. But she is coming to Charlotte, this weekend?
Yeah, so tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
So I tried to buy these tickets 6 months ago.
Impossible.
It was impossible. She does this Weight Watchers, I don't know what to call it besides you go to like an arena and you hear a bunch of public speakers and then you love yourself and you do better. It's like a motivational, uplifting type of thing.
Yeah, and she has like all of her celebrity friends coming. Like I think Amy Schumer is here.
Yeah, look up and see who else who's
Lady
all going to be here.
Lady Gaga was here, Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, like different celebrities go to different cities.
Who else is going to be here, Loren? That's what I just threw you a note asking.
Oh, it's Amy Schumer.
But there's got to be other people though. It's a whole day event.
Yeah, there's.
Check it out. I think
Amy Schumer is the big name. I don't think there's anybody bigger than.
But I wonder like who else is, because it goes from like 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And there's lunch.
It's a Weight Watchers lunch, which is the company she owns.
Yeah.
Enjoy a Weight Watchers lunch. All right, listen. This is her message for Charlotte.
What?
What was that?
Okay.
Why did you start it there?
Okay. In all fairness, producer Nicole pulled the audio. I saw it yesterday. Tell them, what was that?
So it's a video of her on Instagram with a big, gigantic glass of wine. And she tips it back, and then she tips it down. She swallows, and then she talks.
How many Weight Watchers points was that?
Yeah.
Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to be toasting y'all with Amy Schumer this Saturday, January 18th. Can you say hello, happy hour? Charlotte, North Carolina.
I don't like her fake Southern accent. That annoys me.
I like this as like a...
I think maybe Julianne Hough's going to be here, too.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, it says dance exercise by choreographer Julianne Hough. Uplifting talks, guest speakers.
Huh.
Pre-show dance party.
What? How? Because you're in the arena. How do you do dances in the arena?
They probably have you just do it right at your seat.
Yeah, you can dance in your chair.
Oh.
You know, like the dance cam. Hey, the only thing that, and I'm be curious to know on Monday or even Sunday when there's a review of it, like the dance choreography by Julianne Hough, that doesn't necessarily mean she's going to be there. Like the way that's worded makes it feel like she's the one who choreographed the dance.
Oh, like it's a video?
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, like she's the one that choreographed the dance, and we're going to do it here. She's in L.A., but she put the dance together for us to do here.
You know, I think...
It sounds like a monster, like coming out of the closet. I don't know.
It's Godzilla versus Oprah.
I put my money on Oprah. She has enough money to beat Godzilla.
Oprah and Stedman versus Godzilla.
Yeah, Oprah comes here like twice a year, by the way. She comes here quite often lately with all the schools.
Yes.
Minnie and I ran into Stedman one time.
Yeah, he was at the Cam Newton kids event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Stedman.
I remember, I didn't know who he was. I remember like four SUVs pull up and like he was surrounded by reporters. I'm like, who is that guy? It was Stedman.
Right. Yeah. In fact, I'll post that picture. We have the picture up with Stedman. Okay, hey, let's do this. Let's hear from you. If you're going to the Oprah event this weekend, 704-570-9595. You can text us or call us. And then coming up in just less than 10 minutes, Roy, I got revenge on Loren and Nicole yesterday.
What did they do to you?
Well, it all goes back to me not having a security code on my phone.
Okay.
I'll explain how Insta destroyed their lives yesterday in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, show us number one music station. It's KISS 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Okay, so yesterday, in fact, let's go back. Earlier in the week, I talked about how I don't have a passcode on my phone, neither does my wife.
Right, because you have nothing to hide.
Got nothing to hide, and it kind of feels like it's a shady practice.
Even though every IT expert has texted us and said you're stupid and you should secure your device.
That is true.
Yes.
But a lot of the War of the Roses that we do, for some reason, I'm just jaded because it says you should go, you know, like, oh, he didn't have a passcode, now he has one. And it's super shady. Okay, so I don't have a passcode on my phone. I went out yesterday to the kitchen to go do some things, came back in, and Loren and Nicole can't compose themselves. They're giggling like crazy. I mean, I can totally tell that something was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. On Monday, I think it was Monday, I can't remember what day of the week, pregnancy brain, Manny left his phone over here on my side of the desk. And I proceeded to go, oh, clearly he has a password now. So I flipped the phone up and sure enough, I can get right into it.
It was Wednesday.
Okay, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So I asked Nicole, I was like, oh, he still doesn't have a password. Should we put something on his Facebook? And Manny came back before I could ever update it. So then yesterday it happened again. And I was like, again, clearly, we just had the conversation. IT professionals have called in and said, you need a lock for your phone. It's the safest thing. And he still doesn't have one.
So what does funny Loren and funny Nicole do? They take to my Facebook page and change my status to I'm going to start exploring my sexuality in 2020.
Oh, that's fun.
I left it up.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Huh. The funny thing is that my friends in California and like Memphis, where I used to live, are like, oh, okay, good for you.
Yeah.
You know, they don't know it's a joke.
Yeah.
And then I also go and look, and there is a the most private of male areas drawn on my Insta story.
Oh, I saw that. That was
Nicole.
That was pretty funny. How long did they have your phone for?
Oh, I was out of a studio for like 5-10 minutes, maybe.
If I was thinking really quickly at the time, I would have gone through your text messages because you showed me something awful that one of your friends sent you the other day, but I should have posted that.
So then yesterday, I posted a picture on Insta of Loren and Nicole in a horrible position. Like, Nicole is looking down, and Loren is talking, and I said, because these two stole my phone, I'm getting back at them with a really crappy picture.
Yes, they like to make sure that they're very well posed for photos. So the fact that they were not posed...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it drove us crazy.
Yeah, these two hacked my Insta, so I took a blank picture of them. That was my post at Manny Radio. So, Nicole, you reported me to Insta. What did you say?
I reported it to Insta and said it was harassment.
Really? I also reported it to
you
Insta.
You did too?
Yeah, but I reported it as spam.
Really?
Yeah.
And what happened? Did
nothing
they take
happened,
it down?
Nothing happened to me. I got no messages from them.
Now, did you guys get a response from Instagram?
I didn't.
I did.
What'd yours say?
It says, we've reviewed Manny's story and found that it does not go against our community guidelines. So I responded and I said, well, it goes against mine.
Yeah, you guys tried and failed.
Yeah, I got them good, though, didn't I, Roy?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, thanks.
WNKS, WNKS, HD1, Charlotte.
I'm with me.
A Beasley Media Group station. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
My station.
I'm with me.
It's 95.1.
So we found an article, and it's the craziest things that people were asked on a first date. This is from Whisper, and some of these I can't even read.
I say read them.
I can't. I physically cannot read all of them. We would get in trouble, but I will read what I can.
Okay.
Whatever we can't read, by the way, we'll put on the Rap Party podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. I know we just met, but I have a 3-year-old, no job prospects. Would you consider marrying me?
Oh.
You're having a burger? You should probably get the salad instead.
Oh, gosh. I would walk out immediately.
Me too.
And I would order the burger to go.
Question. What if the salad was really good at that location and that's what he or she meant?
But that's not what they meant, ever. Yeah. They never mean that.
I went on a date with a cute guy, okay, and he asked me to be exclusive and then told me the next day that he loved me.
Wait, first date?
Yeah, first date. How about this? I went on a date with a guy, and he asked me to paint my nails red so he could suck on my toes.
Oh my gosh.
Manny's face, his eyes are like bulging out of his head.
You know what, though? You got to give these guys props. They've put out their weird issues at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, put out their weird
things
right up front.
How about this one? I went on a date with a girl, and she asked me, is it true what they say about black guys?
What a question from a lady.
And the last one, could you give me some money? I need to move. That was on a first date.
Can you give me some money? I need to move.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, am I also paying for this dinner myself? Like, what's happening here?
Do you remember anything that someone asked you, Lauren, on a first date? Did you ever have, like, a really bad first date where, like, you knew, like, 2 minutes in, you're like, this is horrible, I'm out?
Yeah, I mean, I knew that I didn't click with somebody, but I've never had somebody be blatantly disrespectful to me. I mean, I think I give off the vibe that I wouldn't, like, respond well to that. But I did have a guy who I went on a date with, and he didn't know how to change a tire, and he took me to a dinner in, like, South Beach, and I was in a cocktail dress, and I had to get down and change the tire in the middle of the road. And that was a really bad date for me. But nobody's ever said anything to me that I felt, like, uncomfortable, or I was like, wait, what?
Meanie, do you know how to change a tire?
Yes.
You know how to do that?
I do.
Because I'm actually finding through my friends, because I've retold the story that Lauren went through before, and I'm surprisingly finding a lot of people that don't know how to change a tire.
I took auto mechanics in high school, though.
Producer Nicole, you don't? I'm surprised at you.
Yeah, I would love, like, I really want to learn more about car stuff, but I never have had to learn.
Like, I think a lot of people my age don't do that anymore. Like, they're not.
They just call somebody to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
We had to know, like, how to change a tire, how to check our oil.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to a tech high school?
No, but we actually had a garage and an auto mechanics class at our high school, and I took it because I was done with all my other credits.
Yeah, I had that, too. All the bullies who smoked took that class.
No, it was like.
The bullies who smoked out back.
They were the only ones that went to that class.
No, not in our school.
It was just drilled into my head, like, from my dad. Also, like, somehow, it was also drilled into me, like, every time I go pump gas, I should check my oil, which I don't. But, like, I remember that was, like, a mindset at one point.
Hey, Nicole, we should get in touch with the NASCAR Hall of Fame and see if they'll let us come in, and because there's a tire-changing thing in
That's
there.
That's not the same way.
And let's do it, but that would be fun. It'd be a fun challenge. Yeah.
Get the thing where you have to kick it because it was...
The jack?
The spinny thing where you have to kick it 5 times because your bolts are too tight.
I know how to change a tire, but it's a pain.
Well, of course, it's always a pain.
You know?
Listen, if you want to join the show and be part of this, give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. The craziest questions asked on a first date.
I'll tell you, I went on a first date with someone and she asked me something and it had to do with my job. And I knew within like 5 minutes that I was being used.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that coming up. 3 minutes right here. It's Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Get on the phones now.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Questions asked on a first date. One crazy thing was asked to you, Manny.
Yeah. So I met a girl at Hooters.
Oh.
One of the waitresses. And my friends, we just got done with our softball game and one of them. My friends was like, oh, you know, Manny works at the radio station. She's like, oh, really? So they're like, Manny, I think she's into you. Like, why don't you get her number and ask her out? So I did. I asked her out. We went out like 2 nights later to Outback. Hmm. We're sitting there. Waitress comes over. We order the drinks. Mm-hmm. And she goes, So what's the process to get my song on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's the process of seeing you back in your waitress uniform again?
That was my thought.
An eye for an eye. You're going to use me for my job? I'm going to use you for yours. Yeah, but we never went out again. I knew that it was, you know, she was just using me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that, y'all. Does not work like that. It's Kristen. Let's bring in Kristen from Trivel onto the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. The craziest questions asked on a first date.
Well, the guy had taken me to a restaurant and got me like a $6 breakfast. And afterwards, he asked me for a favor since he paid for my breakfast.
Like an adult favor.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I think that's illegal.
Yeah.
So how was the third date?
I blocked his phone number and everything. He wouldn't leave me alone afterwards.
Thanks, Kristen.
You got to put those guys in their place.
What a creep.
We got a text message from 704 that said, I went on a first date with a guy and he asked me if I was bi. How would he know if I cheated on him? And she said, well, because I'm not a cheater. And then at that point, I realized I was just gay.
Mm. Okay. Did you see that one that said somebody asked my thoughts on Bigfoot?
the conspiracy theory, and then it freaked her out, yeah.
That would be an awesome first date conversation.
Right? All right, we're going to move on. We got to talk about a really, really well-known place in Charlotte. Might get torn down. We'll explain, 720.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Main Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up. Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So there's this place in Charlotte. It's called the Discovery Place Science Museum. And, you know, maybe if you live out in the counties, your kids probably have taken a field trip there at least at some point because it's such a huge and significant integration for the STEM programs and the educational programs.
And so I think it's a really cool looking building uptown, too.
Are you about to tell me this is the building they're going to tear down?
They're
going to
tear it down.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
It was built in 1981. Now, get this. In 2010, Charlotte spent $31 million to renovate it.
What?
And then now it's 2020. 2010 technology is out and 2020 is in. They're already needing it to be rehabbed and done again. And so they're trying to figure out if they want to demolish the whole building and then rebuild it or then just do the whole rehab of the building again and totally remodel it from the ground up.
But where's the museum going to go in the meantime? Is it just going to go away?
I guess there'll be no museum.
Oh my gosh.
Until they rebuild it. I know. You have kids. I have kids.
I know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the Discovery Center for Kids up in Huntersville. That one's great, too. But, like, there's still enough at Discovery Center for cash to play with at the one uptown.
Yeah.
Well, the cool thing about the one uptown, too, is that they rotate different things. Like, in other words, like
exhibits.
Yeah. The exhibits rotate, right?
I think they have animals there. They definitely have snakes.
Right. Yeah, there is
don't
an
they have, like,
sorry.
The bird sanctuary up there?
Yeah, I think so.
Where, like, all of a sudden you walk in and it's like a rainforest. You're all sweating and humid.
But that's the move Charlotte's been doing, is taking down the old buildings, putting up the new ones. I mean, just across the street from the Discovery Place is that new big library that they're building.
Cannot keep up.
$100 million to build that new sleek library.
I cannot keep up. I went to a meeting in Uptown over the summer, and I went in during the day, and I walked out at night, and I've been here for going on 10 years. I didn't realize where I was because that was a parking lot to my left at one point. Now it's a building.
Yeah.
I was all turned around.
Yeah, I know.
On Church Street.
And then I found out through like a Charlotte Agenda article about there's like 20, 30 Italian restaurants. And I'm like, I thought there was only like five.
No, there really is. So I started like doing these like blog reviews on because I love Italian food. Yeah. And I'm like, God, I could do this for like, I don't know. 5-6 months.
But, you know, you realize, oh, there's a new one in this building, and there's a new one in there's all these different restaurants opening.
Take me to the home of good wine and spaghetti.
In Charlotte, North Carolina.
Take me to Charlotte.
I went to, Roy recommended a new Italian restaurant yesterday. My husband and I went and did a date lunch.
It was wonderful. Wonderful restaurant.
It was fantastic.
By the way, I'm available if anybody's listening to do a commercial for your Italian restaurant.
No, you're not.
No, your voice is on this radio station too much.
Roy works mornings and afternoon, and
you're still
have
more than
voice commercials than he does.
Still to come.
I can't help it.
By the way, if you're a business, I'm available to endorse you.
I've lost like half of mine recently.
I'm a spokesperson that's wide open for business.
Hey, real quick, I feel like we went left, dude. Did they have a date when they were going to tear that thing down? No,
they don't. And
general discussion?
Yeah.
Okay.
They also don't even know how they're going to pay for it.
No, nice. Okay.
But they know it needs to be done.
Now, it's time for a Can't Beat Lorette.
Rant.
On Kiss 95.1. Kiss 95.1.
Alexa, welcome to the Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Okay.
Alexa, you haven't played Can't Beat Loren in 5 years, it says here.
Yeah, maybe even longer. It was when Cassidy was still on the radio.
Oh, you play Can't Beat Cass. Okay.
All right. Well, let's see how you do against me.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going.
Bye.
All right, she's walking out of the studio.
She's got her Peloton hat on.
Yeah, she's like the brand ambassador today. I think she tried to get me to sign up.
Yeah.
All right, she's out of the studio. She can no longer hear the question.
All right, Alexa, here we go. Kylie Jenner appears to be getting ready to throw her own convention, just like Oprah. She filed trademarks for KylieCon and Kylie Museum. What's Kylie's daughter's name?
Dang it.
I know, it's a tough number one. It's a type of weather.
Oh, stormy. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Because number one's supposed to be a gimme, everybody. Calm down. Beyonce and Reese Witherspoon have been BFFs ever since the Golden Globes. Beyonce even sent her entire Adidas collection that just got announced. Kim Kardashian's husband also is in the shoe game. What's his name?
Kanye.
All right, Pharrell. Now we're done with the Kardashians. Pharrell will be inducted into the 2020 Songwriters Hall of Fame alongside this diva pop star who's got an iconic Christmas hit. Who is that?
Mariah Carey.
The Jonas Brothers dropped a new song and a new video and included their wives. We love it. We've been watching it. Which Joe Bro wife starred in Game of Thrones?
Oh, that's Joe.
Okay, question five. Thanks for the memories, Luke Kuechly. One of our favorite players retired this week. What position did he play?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Quarterback?
All right. Come on in, Loren.
That was a Roy Brown answer.
Oh, he's a linebacker.
Okay, don't say anything.
Okay. All right,
she got four correct.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Kylie Jenner appears to be getting ready to throw her own convention. She filed trademarks for KylieCon and Kylie Museum. What's Kylie's daughter's name?
Stormy.
1-1.
Reese Witherspoon and Beyonce have become BFFs since the Golden Globes. Beyonce even sent her entire Adidas collection. Kim Kardashian's husband also is in the shoe game. What's his name?
Oh, my God. That twist everywhere. Kanye West.
2-2.
Pharrell is going to be inducted into the 2020 Songwriters Hall of Fame alongside this diva pop star with an iconic Christmas hit.
Mariah Carey.
3-3.
Question four, the Jonas Brothers, they dropped a new song and a new video. We're loving it. Their wives are included in it. Hey, speaking of wives, which Joe Bro wife starred in a Game of Thrones?
That would be Joe Jonas's wife. Do you want her name too? Sophie Turner? Okay.
Nobody asked for that. You're just being a show off.
I'm not.
4-4.
Thanks for the memories, Luke Kuechly. Longtime Panther retired this week. What position did he play?
Defensive end.
Oh, interesting. She got that incorrect as well. It's a linebacker.
Oh, I do know that.
Is that right? Did I?
Yeah,
get
leave Luke Kuechly's end out of this.
Yeah.
Final score 4-4. It's a tie. Tie stays with the house, so you have 41 for it.
All right, Alexa. It is a tie. Ties stay with the house, unfortunately. Not our rules. But you know what we want to hear before we let you go?
Yes, I'm Alexa, and I can't beat Loren.
But you can tie me.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks. You too.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Meanie, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. Halsey coming to the PNC Music Pavilion June 18th. Tickets go on sale today. We got your tickets right now for caller number 9. Who's this?
Hello? Caller number 9, are you there?
I am.
And what's your name?
My name's Larry.
Larry, where are you calling us from?
I'm from Waxhaw.
Larry in Waxhaw. Call number 9. You got these Halsey tickets, but we're going to play a fun game with you, okay? It's called Three Truths and a Lie. We're going to tell you a little story, each of us, that has happened to us this week. You're going to have to determine which one is the liar, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Are you ready, Larry, in Waxhaw? Speaking of Waxhaw, I broke news to everyone Monday morning by telling them that I'm moving from my home in Waxhaw to the town of Belmont. Is that a truth?
Wow, that's a haul.
Oh, that's false, he's saying, okay?
No, he said that's a haul.
Oh, that's a haul.
That's a haul, yeah.
All right,
you speak Waxahian, Lauren. I'm from there, and I don't understand Larry.
All right, so, Larry, you probably want to listen to everyone's before you decide who's lying.
Okay, that's number one.
Okay, I will go next. One of my best friends, Jackie, went on a date with a guy who dropped a bowling ball on her foot and fractured it.
Okay. My story is that there's a new addition to my family, and no, it's not a child. It's a cat that keeps hanging around my house.
And mine is that I was placed inside of a hefty trash bag to get sucked up by a vacuum.
All right,
Larry,
three of those,
there you have it.
Three of those stories are true. One of them's a lie. Larry and Waxhaw. You got Halsey tickets.
I'm going to go with Maney because no one leaves Waxhaw to go to Belmont.
Maney, are you lying?
Belmont, the Ballantine of Gaston County. Bitches!
Okay.
Lorraine, did I tell that story this week? No, I did not. Is it untrue? Yes, it is.
Yeah, Larry, he's going to still be your neighbor over there in Waxhaw. But listen, the good news is you're going to go to Halsey June 18th at the PNC Music Pavilion. Tickets go on sale today. Congratulations, Larry.
Thank you so much. My wife's going to be so excited for a date night.
I bet.
It's going to be fun. Have a great weekend, Larry, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right, Lorraine, what's happening in the world of celebrity gossip we need to keep our eye on?
Okay, so Justin Bieber, he took the stage at church in his church in L.A. Ariana Grande, she is being sued over 7 rings. And when you hear the lineup between the song she's being sued over, you will be like, it kind of does sound like that. You can head to kiss951.com to hear that song. And the Jonas Brothers put out a new song today and a video, which also features all of their wives in it, too. And it's kind of movie scenes off of Risky Business, Say Anything, and Grease. Really cute. Head to kiss951.com to see all that.
Thank you, Lauren. Coming up, we want to tell you about a guy who has a best friend who's dying. And he gave him a dying wish. He said, as my friend, I need you to do this for me. It's my dying wish. It's going to blow you away what the best friend asked for. Do you know what it is? I see you smiling.
I don't. Okay. I just can't wait.
Okay, yeah. You're going to love it. All right, it's coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Do you guys have a dying wish? Like, if you're going to die, do you have a wish that you...
Something you want to do before you die or after you're gone?
Yeah, like maybe a dying bucket list wish.
Oh, I don't know. Stuff?
These things?
I don't know.
Nothing off the top of your head?
Do you?
I want to travel a lot before I die.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't?
I mean, maybe my dying wish should be to have, like, wife and another one of her friends or something. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a dying wish?
Maybe.
You know what my dying wish is? Every time I go buy something, I don't have to look at my bank account to make sure there's enough money. That's my dying wish. I like those people that carelessly swipe the card. That's what I want.
Hey, you can't take it with you, Roy.
Yeah.
This story out of Cleveland went viral. The reason why I'm asking you is because a man feels uncomfortable with his friend's dying wish. This woman said, she wrote into the Cleveland.com Dear Annie section of the newspaper and said, my husband is in a really tough position. See, his friend is dying. And his dying wish, the friend's dying wish, has to do with her husband. The friend has said that he's had a crush on the husband going all the way back to when they met in high school. And his dying wish is for him to see the husband naked before he dies.
Just to see him naked, not to do anything with him, but just to see him naked?
His dying wish, he reluctantly told the man that he was infatuated with him and that his dying wish was to see him naked.
Oh, do you think that he is gay and he's just been in the closet all these years?
The man who's dying?
Yeah.
I think that's confirmed with this article, yeah.
So,
if it was his wife...
Is he married?
That would be a different story. The man who's dying?
Uh-huh.
No, it doesn't say anything about that, but it does say that the man who was asked to get naked, his name is Robert, and Robert isn't exactly comfortable with the request, even though his wife really seems to be telling her husband, let him enjoy his ending days. Even if it means that you have to strip for him, I'm perfectly fine for it.
I think I kind of agree with that.
How old are these people again? Does the article not say?
No age. Huh. The man's dying of an aggressive type of cancer.
Okay.
My only concern would be if the man was married, how that would make his partner feel, male or female.
I think I would strip for someone if that's their dying wish.
I think I would too.
You want to see me naked? I'll let that happen.
Yeah, you just go over with like a trench coat on and just drop it like nothing's happening.
Really? You have the trench coat?
Yeah, I sure do.
Does this happen?
You would not be okay if Dallas did that.
No, I don't know. I think I'm like, if it was to make somebody's dying wish, I think I might.
I think I'd be so honored that someone had the dying wish to see me naked.
Why do you have to die? You're the only one that wants to see me naked.
What happens if he doesn't die, by the way? Like the cancer goes into remission, like he's just fine.
Say, Tim, you want to get a drink? I don't know.
No, you were supposed to die. I don't know.
Our relationship kind of, as they say, jumped the shark when I stripped for you. Wait a minute.
He must be really good looking if he wants to.
If a guy wanted to see Dal, you'd be okay with it. But if it was a woman whose dying wish was to see Dal, like a listener who like was really into your husband.
No, it's harmless.
No, it has to be a friend. First of all, it would have to be like somebody close to me.
Okay.
But like, let's say, I don't know, one of my best friends. Let's say Jackie, who just fractured her foot this week.
Yes, your friend in Florida.
Yeah. It wants to see Dallas naked before she dies and she gets some rare form of cancer. I'm going to be like, yeah, just do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I am really surprised, and I think that's a big step for you.
It's just get naked. You're not just saying go do stuff.
And to be honest with you, if I'm going to be jealous, I'm only going to be jealous for a little bit. Which is going to be around.
704. Send a text message that says, I have a really fancy car, and my friend's dying wish was to drive it, and I couldn't let him.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe he didn't want it to crash.
Maybe the guy who's dying doesn't have all of his mobility.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, though? What, Loren, though, you would, though, get jealous. Like, why are you still over at Jackie's deathbed?
Keep going back.
Like, just let her be.
I wonder if anyone else has, like, a fun or, like, surprising dying wish. I know it's sad, but if you have, like, a fun or surprising dying wish, can you give us a shout?
704-570-9595. A little morbid.
But I'm curious. Like, maybe someone's dying wish, like, they already have it written in their will. And, like, the dying wish is to, like, get in the race car and go around Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Whoa.
At 180 miles an hour. You know, I don't know. People are clever about that stuff.
All right. 704-570-9595. Give us a phone call.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So we wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595. What would be your dying last wish?
There's a reason we're asking this.
No, no reason. We're just being weird.
There's a story that came out of Cleveland where a man who was best friends with another man for a long time since they were in high school, that man who was dying asked his best friend if he would do his dying wish for him, which was, I just want to see you naked. Just get naked for me, and then I'm going to die. And the man's not sure how to deal with it. However, the man's wife is okay with him getting naked for his best friend.
So, which made us to naturally ask.
Yeah. You know, I bet there's some people, like, I know if my dad would have been alive, Dallas and my dad had never met each other. My dad passed away, and then I met Dallas 6 months later. But I'm pretty sure that if my dad would have passed away while we were together or engaged, like, his last dying wish might have been to see us actually walk down the aisle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you see stuff like that where your dying wish is to get married.
Yeah, I just saw a video that was going viral of a girl who got married in her dad's hospital room, which was really sweet.
When I was in the seventh grade, there was a girl who was in eighth grade. Very, very, not that it matters. She's very attractive, very popular, though, is kind of how I'm setting it up. And she had cancer. She had Hodgkin's disease, I believe, was dying. And her thing was to marry. She wanted to get married before she died. And so she married her boyfriend. She was Catholic, and it was a whole thing. The Catholic Church, like, wasn't okay with it.
Yeah.
In the 1980s, of course, and I don't know if they'd be okay with it now. But you see what I'm saying? Like, these dying wishes, you want to answer them for these people. Just get naked for the guy, damn it.
Let's talk with Ann. Driving down 85, welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Hey there.
Hi. So this is involving your husband?
Yes, and let me say, he's not currently dying.
Well.
But, you know, he will one day.
Good job, man. Thank you for that. We're all technically dying.
Right.
Every day is a one day less.
Exactly. And we all felt like we were dying on Tuesday when we woke up after that beating.
I know, but then you beat Duke. Didn't that feel better when you beat him in basketball?
Well, yeah, but nobody, Clemson fans don't care about basketball.
Okay.
Come on.
Thank you, by the way, for saying sports,
because she said after Tuesday.
Yeah.
What happened Tuesday? I was like, did someone attack you?
What's your husband want? What's his dying wish, then, that has to do with Clemson?
We're from a long line of Clemson grads and fans, and he has it in his will that during the funeral, he wants Tiger Rag to be played, which is Clemson's annoying fight song. So, yeah. But it is in his will.
That's funny.
So we got to do it.
I've noticed Clemson fans are pretty strong fans. They have Clemson Christmas trees, and there's a lot of merchandise.
What's your dying wish? If it's fun, by the way, 704-570-9595, especially if it includes Maney, Roy, Loren, or Nicole.
Oh, okay.
We'll do it. We'll answer the bell. Is your dying wish to go to Barcelona with Loren? We can make that happen.
Why not? Everybody else is jumping on my vacations.
Let's talk with Anonymous in Kannapolis.
Hi, how are you guys doing this morning?
Oh. Are you in the bathroom?
Whoa.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me see if I can take you off my...
There you go.
There we go.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah, that's way better.
My ex-husband, he made me promise back forever ago that when he died, he wanted a huge party for his funeral. And at the end, he wanted his little confetti popper things. And the surprise was that when everybody popped them, it was his ashes that would pop out.
Nope.
But then ashes, then he's literally going to spray on all of his guests.
Gross.
Yeah, that's what he wanted, though.
Wait, did he pass away?
No.
Yeah, she did say X.
That's what he wanted.
Okay, yeah. When you said X, we thought maybe it was the time had come.
I mean, hey, to death do us part.
Right. All right, let's welcome Jackie to the Maney, Roy, the Red Morning Show. Do you have a dying wish?
Yes, I do.
All right, What's your dying wish?
Well, if I was on my deathbed, my stepmom, she has, like, beautiful titties. Like, they're fake, obviously, but I would love to just, like, motorboat her titties. I know that's kind of weird, but...
Well, I mean, it's your stepmom, but...
It's my blood. We're good.
Does she know this?
No.
No, huh? Okay, all right. Who's
left? We really don't even get along that much. I mean, hey, I'd made her better tweet.
Who's laughing in the background?
Oh, that's my sister.
Is she into that too or no?
She sees them. She lives with them, so...
She lives with them.
Oh.
Yep.
All right, we asked Jackie, you responded. Awesome answer, thank you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Maney, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show.
So, Roy, have you paid attention at all to what's going on in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, there's been a cheating scandal.
And it's gotten deeper and deeper. Even what we knew yesterday morning at this time has gotten bigger.
From my understanding, everyone's cheating with cameras.
Well, that's not all. A news story broke yesterday. That's why I'm bringing it to your attention, because you're going to find this interesting even as a non-sports fan. So Roy's right. The Houston Astros have been accused of cheating with a camera in the outfield at their home games and monitors by their dugout. And the thing is the cameras in the outfield would zoom in to the visiting catcher's hands. The catcher from the visiting team gives the signal to the pitcher what ball to throw.
Which I never knew that the catcher determined what ball needs to be thrown.
So the reason for that is that the catcher's not caught off guard, so that the pitcher doesn't throw a fastball, and then he has an idea of what's coming.
So he doesn't drop it, and then people can run.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so the catcher has the signals. So the Houston Astros in 2017, and then won the World Series with it, they had a camera in the outfield that would zoom in on the visitor's catcher, and they would know what pitch was coming. And you can look at the videos on YouTube and stuff, but like if it was a fastball, they would bang twice on a large trash can in the dugout. So during the game in Houston, you would hear.
But in crowd noise, you would just think that was somebody like banging on their seat.
Exactly. So and then like, or it would be like one for a curveball or no signal for a curveball, you know? So the batter knows what pitch is coming. He knows exactly how to swing. If it's a curveball, you swing a little later. If it's a fastball, you got to get ready to swing earlier. And they won the World Series with this. So their coach has been fired. Their GM has been fired. And then a coach who took the job with Boston, the Red Sox, he got fired because he was an assistant for Houston, Roy.
Yeah.
So he wasn't even with the same team anymore.
No, he got. And then get this. As a Met fan, Carlos Beltran was a player for Houston. The Mets in November hired him to be the manager. He resigned yesterday.
Why?
Without coaching a game.
Because
he was the only player named in the report from MLB. That Carlos Beltran, as a player, was the ringleader of the cheating.
Oh.
So get this.
Okay.
Yesterday, more news breaks out. There's a player named Altuve who plays for Houston. And when he hit a home run in the playoffs, the players went to rip his jersey and stuff, but he held on to it. He said that, you know, he wouldn't let them rip it off. So
was he wired?
The post-game press conference, they asked him, you know, why didn't you let your players rip the shirt off? Oh, I'm modest. I don't want my wife to know. Another player from the team that plays on another team now says that the players have buzzers that were taped to them and that they would get buzzed on what pitch was coming.
Really?
And that's why Altuve didn't want his shirt to come off because there was going to be a wire with a buzzer on
it. You dirty dog.
So everyone is cheating in baseball.
It is a
Because that's a different team, right?
That's Houston still.
Oh.
Sorry. No, yeah, stay with me. That's okay. Houston.
So this team is just riddled with cheating.
Yeah. Yeah, and now they're saying that they might have to vacate their World Series win, which is unprecedented, like to say that they didn't win the World Series.
I would think that they would have to at this point.
I don't know. I don't know what MLB would do, but I do know that, like, right now, even as a non-sports fan, you're going through a period that is going to forever be remembered. Like, there was the Black Sox scandal back in the 1920s with the...
I didn't know we had Black Sox. I know we have Red Sox.
Well, the White Sox.
We have White Sox.
Yep, so the White Sox, actually, these players took money to throw games back in the 20s, and it became the Black Sox scandal. Because there was, like, a black guy on the game. And so, yeah, these players, they took money, and it was like, to this day, it's still one of the biggest things. And what we're living through right now is a huge thing, a huge black eye for MLB. But I thought you would find it interesting that they had buzzers on their body. That's what they're saying now.
So every sports show across the nation is talking about this?
Kind of. MLB has, Major League Baseball has fallen in popularity behind the NBA and definitely the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, it kind of puts the MLB back in the front, but it's bad news.
Yeah.
But yeah, everybody's talking about it. Of course, our headlines this week here in Charlotte was Luke Kuechly retiring.
Yeah, it's way bigger news than this thing.
Yeah, yep. And plus, we don't even have an MLB team here.
No.
Right. All right. There's your update, Roy. Now you're smarter.
All right, we have a sports minute coming right next.
Brought to you by CBS Sports.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
We literally just got critiqued just before we opened up the microphone.
What's she talking about?
He looked at you. Our producer looked at you and said you have to do better.
Nicole, I try and do a good show every day. Try and entertain the masses.
I know you do. And your passion is so inspiring. It really is.
Yes, but, cater the ego. Go ahead.
But I think that I was just saying there are better times where we can do better as a trio. Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
For example,
Lauren's been out of it since 8:15 when she got bad news.
For example, we just are doing a break that one out of four of us knew about.
Every day we do a break at 9:30 to talk about what's coming up later on in the day, what's coming up tomorrow on the show.
Do a little promotion to you.
You knew that, right?
I did. I hate doing this break, though.
Roy's got so much more to talk about this afternoon. He doesn't have time to talk about it now.
I'm an afternoon host now. Don't you know? I have to prepare for my other show.
Your next shot at $1,000 is at 11 a.m. this morning with Cameron. Then 1, 4, and 6 today. The $1,000 KISS cash code happens on Friday. Monday, we are here. It is Martin Luther King Day, but we will be here working. And there is a new idea, a fresh idea that we're bringing to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show for 2020. And I have a feeling that half of us are going to like it and half of us are going to hate it. But I know the audience is going to love it.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that Monday morning, 7:50. Cameron is up next. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.